Chapter 31, Ethiopia. We told you a little about the vast empire of Persia, and now we will look at another of the Gentile nations, which is called Ethiopia. It is in Africa, south of the land of Egypt, and the people are black and come from the sons of Ham. This is what the prophet Jeremiah means when he asks whether the Ethiopian can change his skin. He cannot make his skin white any more than the leopard can change its spots. Then he says, no more can men do good when their heart and nature are only evil. What is needed is to be born again and to have a change of heart, which God alone can give. Therefore, we need to ask him for this. Asa was one of the good kings of Judah, and we are told that Zerah the Ethiopian came against him with 1,000,000 men and 300 chariots. Asa went out against him, but what could he do against so many? So he cried to the Lord his God for help, and went out against his enemies in the name of the Lord. Then the Lord arose and smote the Ethiopians before Asa, and they fled and were destroyed before the Lord. So Asa pursued after them and took a very great spoil from them. Again, when Hezekiah was king of Judah, the great king of Assyria, Sennacherib came to fight against him and took the fenced cities that were round about Jerusalem. Then he thought he could take Jerusalem as well, but God was with Hezekiah and helped him. So the king of Ethiopia was sent against the Assyrians, and Sennacherib had to turn aside to fight them. Still, he sent messages to Hezekiah that he would come back and take Jerusalem. But God heard the prayer of Hezekiah and the prophet Isaiah, and sent his angel who destroyed the hosts of the Assyrians. So will he show himself strong in the behalf of all them that seek him. In the time of the prophet Isaiah, God said he would send his judgments upon the Ethiopians for their wickedness, and that the Assyrians should come and take their land, and also the land of Egypt. So after the death of Sennacherib, the kings of Assyria came and invaded Egypt and Ethiopia. But the Lord promised also that the day would come when Ethiopia would stretch out her hands unto God, and they should come over unto the Lord and be his. The prophet Zephaniah said also that from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia they should come and bring their offerings unto the Lord. We do not see this promise yet fulfilled, but the Bible tells us at least of one of the great men of Ethiopia who was turned to the Lord in the days of the apostles. He was a man of great authority under Candace, the queen of Ethiopia, and he came to Jerusalem to worship. As he was returning home in his chariot, he was reading in Isaiah and could not understand who the prophet was speaking about. But God had told his servant Philip to go to him, and he came to the chariot and found the good man reading. He got into the chariot with him and explained that the part he was reading in Isaiah was about the Lord Jesus. He preached to him about Jesus, and he must have told him also about baptism, for when they came to some water, the man asked if he could be baptized. Philip said, "If thou believest with all thy heart, thou mayest." So when Philip was satisfied that the man truly believed in Jesus, they went both of them down into the water, and he was baptized. Then they came up out of the water, And the good man went on his way rejoicing, and no doubt when he got home, he would tell the people about Jesus. Now these are the texts for you to find. You will find about the Ethiopian skin in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 13 and verse 23, and about the king of Ethiopia who came against Asa in the second of Chronicles, chapter 14, and the one who fought against Sennacherib in the second of Kings, chapter 19. The judgments against Ethiopia are mentioned in the 20th chapter of the book of Isaiah, and the promises of their conversion are in the 68th Psalm, the 45th of Isaiah, and the 3rd of Zephaniah. You can then read about Philip and the Ethiopian at the end of the 8th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles.